Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app, and now Keystone Sports Network on Spotify. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here. Coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. A pretty busy weekend with a lot of recruiting odds and ends to catch you up on. So we're going to start off with that. And obviously, the way that last week went, we are just going to break down where Penn State's program is. There was also a CBS Sports ranking of the Big Ten's best coaches that I think it's worth seeing where James Franklin sat on that list, and we'll break that down as well. We're going to finish things up with Ask Greg, which I'm sure your Penn State football questions have a little bit of doom and gloom to them, so we're bunching all the doom and gloom into one show. You're welcome.
Why wouldn't we?
Why would we not do that?
Happy June to you, Dustin.
So it's an interesting weekend as Penn State, I guess you can say, starts to try to pick up the pieces from you know, three decommitments in a span of 5 days that had, you know, you're never quite sure whether that's real perception or our perception of perception. So this was week one for the rest of the 2020 cycle. And I thought it was interesting. I mean, there's a lot of ground to cover on this front, but to have Julian Fleming back on campus for that 7-on-7 camp and people not responding well to him wearing red gloves and red cleats.
Yeah. I mean, that is what it is. I guess the thing that I found eye rolling was just the how interested fans and people were, and the fact he was on campus, and I can't believe Micah Parsons talked to him. What are they going to do? Are they going to turn their backs and walk away? No. I mean, they spent a lot of time recruiting this kid. They obviously still like him. They obviously still know that there's a very, very, very less than 1%, but still, you know, greater than 0% chance that he could flip to Penn State sometime down the road. So, of course, they're going to welcome him and talk to him and act like normal human beings when he's on campus, even though he's going to Ohio State. You know, I mean, the rest of the world doesn't operate like Twitter mentions and posts.
Oh, thank God it doesn't.
Yeah,
too.
Well, it does sometimes, I guess. But in this particular case, you know, I had one guy reach out and say that Penn State should have kicked him off campus because he had red gloves, red shoes. And who cares?
Yeah.
If he showed up in, you know, tie-dye stuff, it wouldn't matter. It makes no difference. And I understand that you know, just like, you know, James Franklin was jokes with reporters from time to time who show up wearing red stuff. He's like, or, you know, green if it's Michigan State. He's like, what are you doing? I don't think people put as much thought into their wardrobe, especially a lot of people in our line of work. I don't think they put a lot of thought into their wardrobes or what color their shirt is there that day. But no, it was a good weekend for Penn State. Even, you know, Fleming back, they had a lot of kids on campus that are big time recruits, and they didn't get a commitment. But I guess the good news was they didn't lose one either.
Yeah, you have to change your outlook, I guess, and redefine what's positive and what's not. On the Fleming front, it's interesting, you know, to have him back, to have the opportunity to have him back on campus. It's just that to me, an opportunity. And, you know, as much as he was honest when he was picking Ohio State, it was also the playbook, so to speak, of things that Penn State might be able to do if the door is indeed open a crack, which I do think it is. I don't think the door is ever slammed shut. There's a lot of different pathways to turning Fleming's commitment around, and there could not be a better person, not even on Penn State's roster, but there couldn't be a better person on the East Coast to talk to Julian Fleming than Micah Parsons, because right. He committed to Penn State, he decommitted, he recommitted, he was a five-star, he was getting all the criticism and the same kind of stuff as Julian Fleming was. He was also considering Ohio State, named his dog Brutus. So I think it's interesting to have, and I know that they're friends, but to have him back, who cares what he was wearing? I think it was just good to have him back. Grant Tutant, speaking of Ohio State, he went a little bit more in depth about why he picked Ohio State. And if indeed his choice of major engineering and the fact that Ohio State has some kind of co-op with a couple different automobile manufacturers, this was Alan True from 24/7 Sports who talked to him about it, then What do you make? Does that change your opinion that it was the opposite of a football-related decision?
I mean, we hear this all the time. You know, guys say a bunch of things when they decide to flip their commitment. I'm sure it probably played a role. I don't, you know, I'm not naive enough to think that it's the only factor. I do think that Ohio State has something better to sell than Penn State right now. There's not really an argument to be made there. And for a kid in the Midwest, that's probably pretty appealing to be able to go play in Columbus. I mean, he lives in Michigan, so obviously there's probably some car dealership co-op or some car company co-ops. Well, that's tough to say, apparently, with Michigan. I would imagine they have that same thing going for them. But, and I'm sure Penn State, you know, has a good program, but you know, Ohio State's able to sell something more, maybe in that regard. I don't know. I don't really know the ins and outs of the engineering programs at both schools. But
right.
At the end of the day, they have there's a chance for him to play maybe a tiny bit closer to home. Obviously, Ohio State's selling a good product right now, and you know, he's a perfect example of a kid who wanted to, you know, he committed early because Penn State was his best opportunity. And then when Ohio State came along, he gave us some thought and flipped them. So who knows? Maybe he'll flip again somewhere down the road. You never know.
Bill Kerlick from 24/7 also reported that Ryan Day from Ohio State took the lead on recruiting him after seeing Grant Toutant in a basketball practice. So I always think it's interesting whenever something like that changes the way a program feels about a kid. That was back in January when Ohio State offered. So it is what it is. It was so elaborate and so in-depth, and he seemed to be so thorough about what he was looking for in an academic major that I believe the academics were a big part of that, for what it's worth. You still lose them, though. I thought this was another interesting, and I'm curious your take on his importance in the 2021 class. But Caleb Williams, the Gonzaga high four-star quarterback who apparently just put on a show at the 7-on-7 camp. To what degree should Penn State fans really be tracking this kid or expecting what should they expect from this kid? And clearly, I would say Penn State has him high on their board.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I would say at this time, you know, last year it was Kyle McCord 1 and it was Caleb Williams 2. Now it's Caleb Williams 1 and maybe that kid from Colorado 1B, but I think Caleb Williams easily tops the board. You know, he's a guy with really impressive tape. He's ranked as one of the top quarterbacks in the country. I know that, you know, quarterback recruiting is one of the ones that gets done first in terms of both staff development and also recruiting service rankings. So, you know, you sometimes look at these guys and you don't sit other positions and they don't have a star rating right away or whatever, but quarterbacks get done early. This guy's already been identified as a top talent. This is the beauty of 7-on-7 team camps, that you can get guys on campus and have them compete on your campus in front of your staff, get a feeling for what it might be like to practice in some of your facilities and all that, and you know, uses an unofficial visit too. So it's a heck of a weekend for the recruiting staff. I think that's an underrated part of this. We may have touched on it a little bit last week, but let's just keep in mind that Penn State lost you know, Kenny Sanders to Oregon, Justin King to the XFL, Andrew Goodman to Brown. They have pretty much brand new recruiting coordinators under Andy Frank. There's a couple guys that are still there, but for the most part, guys and girls, I should say, but for the most part, it's a lot of new faces, and that can be a pretty big challenge. You lose guys with institutional knowledge. You lose guys with just knowing how things operate, and that can make it tough on the day that, you know, when there's 700 kids on campus. Andy Frank can do a lot, but he can't do it all himself, and you need those guys to be rocking and rolling, and they're learning on the job, and they seem to be doing a pretty good job, but there's no question that changes things. So, I mean, that gets a little bit off topic from Caleb Williams, but it just goes to show you just how important these camps are and these opportunities to get kids on campus can be.
And I think that puts into perspective, just, you know, we mentioned Julian Fleming a minute ago, but him saying there was some uncertainty at Penn State, it goes beyond a couple changes here and there. It goes beyond firing David Corley and bringing in Jared Parker. There's been more turnover outside the base coaching staff this offseason than there's been, right? I think that's fair to say. So Penn State is really trying to bring the pieces back together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, again, there'll be time and opportunity for things to work themselves out, but it's going to take time. I think that's the one thing, you know, most fans, most observers don't want. They just want it to be fixed. But to me, you probably aren't fixing this problem until August when you get to get on the field again.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're recapping a weekend in recruiting. Also have a special deal to bring your way. Time's starting to run out. You better act on this soon for both the opener against Idaho and the second game of the season against Buffalo. GoPSURV.com is running a little buy one, get one free for the same weekend. You get one RV, you get another one for the same game. Double the fun, double the family, double the friends, double everything. Everybody involved, everybody who comes along will get a free 4-9 tailgate club meal. It's the ultimate tailgating experience from Friday the whole way through Sunday. Tailgate as much as you want. On the GoPSURV.com lot, get a free shuttle to Beaver Stadium. You tailgate some more. You watch a little football or whatever. Then you come back and you tailgate even more that night and into the next day. So it's an awesome deal. Buy one, get one free. It runs through the end of June. Father's Day came and went. Maybe it's a belated Father's Day gift. Maybe it's just an out of the blue gift. You can go to GoPSURV.com or you can reach out to Mark directly at 1-800-519-8467 for this great deal. Another couple things to touch on before we move on here, Greg. Michael Carmody, the four-star offensive tackle. Things went cold between him and Penn State. I'm not sure. I assume it's on the prospects end of things. Looked like a Notre Dame lean for a while, and he ends up committing on Sunday. The fact of the matter is, it looked like Penn State was not involved here, and maybe that's the problem. You know, It's another good Pennsylvania player going someplace else who really didn't give, as things started to get serious in his recruitment, didn't give Penn State a lot of thought.
Yeah, I mean, you're just going to lose guys sometimes, right? I mean, sometimes kids, especially ones from the western part of the state and, you know, apparently the eastern part of the state too with the St. Joe's exodus to Ohio State, they're just not going to be as interested in you as you think they should be or that it would make sense for them to be considering their PA kids. So, yeah, you know, with Michael, I think that he visited Penn State a couple times, but it never just – what did you really ever have the sense that they were in a commanding lead or in the lead at all? I mean, it may be in the lead, definitely not a commanding lead. It ends up working against them. So – Notre Dame, it's no, you know, it's, you kind of just shrug your shoulders when you lose a recruiting battle to Notre Dame. They have a great thing to sell. They've been having success for a long time. And, you know, you chalk it up to, you're not going to get every Pennsylvania kid, even if you recruit them as hard as you want. But it's not looking great here for Penn State. You know, they lose Carmody, they lose Fleming, and then in the next class, they already lost McCord. And, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. is probably going to Ohio State, too. So it's been tough.
It's been tough. We'll touch on exactly that in just a moment. We're going to get into, you know, Penn State's decommitments and what they mean. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.